a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I would like to call to hand the first meeting of the Abandoned Husbands Club, Cameron Ling.
Is that the new Taylor Swift album?
Yeah, could be. Mate, so weirdly, in the same week, both of our wives are going or have gone away.
Yes, yeah.
You had the weekend.
I did.
Sans.
Well, it was going to be Saturday night with the girlfriends down at down the coast for a lovely little night away, and somehow it turned into two nights.
Very vague.
Yeah. Down the, not sure.
You went to say it. Amazing. Anyway, keep going.
Turned into two nights.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. last minute. So it was like, oh, we're going to go down Friday night as well. Like, cool.
And a couple of girls might join me. Oh, and then so everyone went down. They went, yeah. And so we've got Carly has got some of her friends coming in, and they're doing like a mum's getaway off the back of Blink, which we're going to tomorrow night, and then they will leave, and they go off, and they're going down the coast as well.
Pure genius by Carly, eh? Like, yeah. This is multiple days.
Yeah, oh, how dare she?
It's brilliant. Oh,
no one's saying that. No, good on her.
No, encouraging it. I got a tip for you, Tommy.
I'm going to the Gold Coast the following week. So.
Oh, well played. Yeah. You know what you got to do? Basically, the kids just get free reign of the house.
Right. Okay, because this is what I want to know as part of the Abandoned Husbands Club. I want to know because we've both got kids. We're going to be
You can
solo.
Look at it from the the negative slant of the Abandoned Husbands Club or
I think it's a catchy
super,
name.
Super fun dad club.
Super, super fun dad
so
club.
So pretty much do what you want. Like, that's fun. Okay. Our entire lounge room was a giant cubby house for the entire weekend.
Amazing.
Every doona, every blanket, every pillow cushion, every chair, like dining chair and stool in the whole house went into the construction of this cubby house, and it sat there for 2 days.
Amazing.
And it was still there when Dodsy got back.
Really? Yeah. Oh, see, no, that makes me feel so good. Oh, when the wives come home from a holiday and the house is absolute trash.
No, you could see how much fun had been had.
They got stuff. Someone's coming in to clean that up anyway.
That is so poor. Don't do that as Abandoned Husbands Club.
Isn't that a catchy name? I think it's so much fun.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say the name of the club. But also, any other tips apart from the cubby house everywhere in the lounge room?
I took the boys out for dinner Saturday night.
Okay.
Nice early dinner, just pizza, pasta, delicious. Filled them up. They got to stay up late as well, which they thought was cool.
Okay.
I tried to get them to sleep in the next morning.
So horror flick just to really in. Stick it to Dodsy when she came back, or?
No horror flick. It was just, actually, it was backyard cricket. That might be.
What a movie.
Yeah, great movie.
All right, well, we might not do the backyard
pretty
cricket.
Pretty much no rules.
No rules, all right.
Abandoned Husbands Club forever. That's where you might be going.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So I've just started, so I've had two things, right? So I've just started, we are with Telstra. I mean, it's not a paid presentation, we just are. This is my situation. And you get points by being, you know, by paying your bill, which we continue to do.
Good on you.
So we accrue points. And you just don't think about them because you're just never on the app or whatever. And then the other day I was at Indy's gymnastics and I was looking at it and I was like, oh, God, it's been a while. I was trying to get extra data, I think, because we were running out. So it's been a while since we spent those points. And I've got like a wireless charge, like a cordless charger for my phone from there. And it's a lot of stuff like Bluetooth speakers and headphones and that kind of vibe. That's what you can cash your points in on. None of that really tickled my fancy. We've all sort of we've got that all sorted. And then the one thing that I saw as I was scrolling through that was within my points limit was scales. And so we've got the crappy like $10 scales that you get from Kmart or whatever.
Are you talking body or food?
Body scales, yeah. So weigh yourself style.
Ah, funny that.
Yeah.
Just to check in on those gains, hey?
Well, that's it, right? So because at the gym.
Are they special scales?
Well, wait for it. Okay. So at the gym there are scales, but they're like the ones you get at the vets where you sort of you put some sort of livestock on there or something, trot on there and then trot off again.
Yeah.
And it just tells you your weight kind of thing. And it's sort of off and tucked away at the back of the gym. You never think about it until you're in the car already and it's too late. So, but again, my crappy ones at home, like A, I don't trust them. B, they don't really work properly.
Don't trust them?
Nah.
This can't be right. I've been working out.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Like,
yep.
That protein bar, surely I would have gained something.
Anyway, so.
See, it's not funny when he does it, is it?
There's this smart scale.
Just wait for it, yeah. Wait for it.
Yeah, here we go.
I was like, oh, that looks all right. We're not going to spend the points on anything else. I'd be interested in having that, especially if I don't have to pay for it. So now...
Wait for the words body composition.
Oh, yeah. So now I can
BMI.
So now I can tell you my weight, my BMI,
and
my body fat percentage, my heart rate, my muscle mass.
Muscle mass. I knew it was coming.
How can it do that?
How's this? It gets more.
How can it do that?
My BMR is excellent.
What's BMR?
My body metabolic rate.
Sure.
How much percent water I am, body fat mass, lean bone mass, 3 kilos of bone I got.
Does
it scan your whole body?
Subcutaneous fat.
No, how does it do that?
I don't know. It does seem.
I feel like you need to
like
go into a pod for that.
Yeah. Anyway, so I finally got it in the mail, turned it on, got the app. Obviously, there's an app that I've attached to it. And so weighed myself and I was like, okay. I don't think I want to do this every day. I don't think it might not be healthy to weigh yourself every day. It doesn't seem necessary.
Yeah. My biceps have changed 0.001
exactly, right.
gram.
I've grown 1 kilogram of bone.
Yeah, well, that'd be scary. How did that happen? It depends when you catch me.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, once a week maybe I'll do a check-in. But now every day I'm getting a notification on my phone. Hey, time to jump on those scales.
That is really dangerous.
Doesn't seem healthy.
Turn them off.
Yeah.
It's not.
Anyway, there's lots of stuff that you can track with apps now. Okay? I heard today, just quickly, that there are toothbrushes out there that have apps that sing. If you buy a fancy enough toothbrush, it's got an app that comes with it. And then that tracks how often you brush your teeth, how long you brush your teeth for, and if you're making any errors in brushing your teeth.
Brushing
like
technique.
Yeah. Too much gum.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough gum.
Yeah. Please. Surely we don't need to track everything.
I have to make a confession. I just realised one of the apps that I've used in the past, haven't used it for a while, but it's still here on my phone, is the sleep talking app. So you track how much your sleep is interrupted and what you do in your sleep. Because I used to sleepwalk a lot, sleep talk, and I always would listen back in the morning and hear what I got up to.
Really? I've heard of, you know, obviously the sleep apps to see how well you sleep and everything like that, and the Fitbit watches and all that. But this is actual sleep talking.
So that actually records you. So when it hears you start talking, it starts recording.
Is this pre-Jimmy?
Is this pre-Jimmy?
Oh, yeah, pre-Jimmy. Okay. When was this? This was 2012. This one's been in my phone since.
That's you in your sleep.
In my sleep.
Oh my
and then,
god!
And then
you just
that
come
click
straight from some nightclub.
I have no idea. And then that click is me turning. I used to turn my lamp on and off all night. I'd wake up, the lamp would be on, and I'd be like, right. And you could just hear in the sleep tracker me going, click, 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 like all night. And then sometimes I'd get up, I'd walk around, I'd go back to sleep. It's quite a journey to track your sleep.
I don't think I've ever been scared of you. Until today. That's horrifying. That's so frightening.
There's another one there where I'm like, oh, I'm going to make an appointment with an integrated doctor.
Oh, man, enough.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So on the weekend, it was Saturday morning, I took the girls to the playground, got coffees at Miller's in Lara there. Wonderful work. Shout out to Scott and the team. Wonderful. They make all their stuff on site. It's brilliant. Right. Anyway, we go there.
Free
quite
muffin
a bit.
For Tom.
Yeah. Banana or blueberry?
No, anything. I pay. Hmm. I pay now. So anyway, so I took the girls there. It was just me and Indian Goldie. And Carly was joining us later. She was off doing stuff and then was going to meet us there. And so we go and we do the baby chino thing. We have marshmallows or Smarties. They do Smarties at Miller's. And I have my coffee, and quite often we'll get a biscuit or something like that to share. Let's not get started about how expensive biscuits are these days at like any cafe. Oh, my God. We can talk about that another day. Anyway, so got these coffees and sat down around the side with the girls on like a little step right around the side of the cafe facing the playground. Because good thing about it is it's right at a playground adjacent. Sat down with them and had them both sitting on the step facing the playground. And I was sitting in front of them on the grass. And so I could help them with their little baby chinos and whatnot, particularly Goldie, you know. Anyway, so sitting there and having little chats with them, and they want to move down a little bit, and then they move back, and so we're shuffling around. But ordinarily I would sit on the step next to them. For some reason this time I was like, I'm going to sit cross-legged in front of them so I can see both of them. We can have great conversation chat. And so my back is to the playground.
Okay.
And they're facing the playground.
Oh, no.
So I'm helping them with stuff and I'm drinking my coffee and we're sort of and Carly messages and she's like, oh, hey, what are you guys doing? Where are you? And I said, oh, we're at Miller's. We're going to come down and meet us here, whatever. And so the girls are drinking their coffees and eating their Smarties and I lean back with my hands to prop myself.
Yeah.
You know, and I lean, so I'm cross-legged and I'm leaning with my arms behind me.
Yeah.
And then I feel something crawling on my hand and I was like, oh, God, I've put my hand in a pile of ants and I turn around and not only have I got ants all over my hand, that's because they're feasting on or they're crawling all over this dog poo that I've...
Oh, Tom!
I'd still be scrubbing my hand now.
Was it white and hard so it didn't do that much
damage? No. It was
fresh-ish?
In the process. It was in, freshish. It was in the process. It was a that morning job, I reckon. Because it was soft enough for my hand to have squashed it and not felt that I was that because it was the like my palm, the butt of my palm where it hits my wrist. Yeah,
no.
So that was so. So I've gone. Oh God. I've obviously rubbed my palm on the grass.
Yeah.
Guys, please pick up after your dogs.
I always do. I just want you to know as well. Mm. I and sometimes even pick up other dogs that Wombi does it on. Because I'm like, this is atrocious.
We always pick up after Ruby as well. Yeah. But I've got these two girls here, and there are the public toilets. I mean, I probably could have taken them to the public toilets, like the three of us gone in there just to wash my hand.
Yeah.
But I knew Kalia was about to arrive, and so
You had to wait.
I've got my coffee in one hand, and then I've got both girls, and they've got their coffees and their biscuit and stuff. And anyway, they finish eating their biscuit with just little bits left, and I was like, "Pop it in Daddy's pocket. Here you go." Because I can't help you, so they dropped it in my pocket or whatever.
No.
And then they want to sort of go to the playground, and I thought, "Oh, I'll go to the public toilet." There's a lineup of like six people. All of a sudden, there's a rush on the toilet, so I'm like sixth in line or whatever.
You should have said, guys.
Yeah. You should have just waved your hand in front of their faces.
I mean, get out.
You couldn't see that. Anyway, so.
Oh, my God.
So it's fine. So I'm walking with my coffee and the two girls are following me. And every 30 seconds or so, Indy goes to hold my hand. And I'm like, baby, no, don't. Wait, no, Daddy's hand. This is the poopy hand. Daddy's got poo on his hand. And Carly, it took like 10 minutes to get there.
Oh,
and so
God.
I'm walking around the playground with poo on one hand and a coffee in the other.
Dude.
Before I could have someone look after the kids so I could then run off to the toilets and scrub.
Yeah, but no amount of scrubbing and soap is getting that off.
Forever unclean.
In your mind.
Forever unclean.
Old poop hands, Lewis.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Joining us in the studio now, what a blessing. We have our favourite, participant of Married at First Sight season 2024. Her name is Lucinda. She's from Janjuk, just down the road.
Well, I said Janjuk, but she's actually in Aries. Sorry, that was my
bad. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've been telling everybody Janjuk.
Yeah.
That's very unlike you, Loggy. Sorry about my...
I just say the Great Ocean Road.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like I belong to all of us.
Yeah, you do.
Sorry about my friend. awesome to have you in here, though. We usually talk to maths people on the phone, but again, you're just... Down the road in Aries. So,
Lucinda, welcome.
Thanks.
It's such a delight to be here, truly. Mm. Yeah, so nice.
Is it a delight to be part of the cast of MAFS? Like, now that you're in it, how are you feeling?
100%. No regrets.
Yeah.
Best time. I've loved it. So grateful, truly.
So you were the first gal, basically, to sell the series over the tennis. So it was you getting plugged to say, everyone watch MAFS. And
looking like the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, exactly, with your beautiful... your beautiful headband on your wedding day. And there has been quite a few funny things coming out. I love the fact that you said the thing that you're most worried about living with Tim, your partner, is sharing the which I can relate to because I think in the start of my relationships, I would be like in dire needs and I would just hold it forever. So I didn't have
I'd rather dig a hole in the garden and bury us, quite frankly.
Yeah. We'd love to watch that too if that comes up on an episode.
You sure you're not from Jan Chuck? what I want to know, well, I always think, so anytime we do stuff with cameras, generally we're allowed to look at the camera. Occasionally we get told, don't look at the camera, and I just can't help myself. I do like the side eye stuff.
Yeah.
Was there anything like that that you found a bit of a challenge being as part of a TV production?
Look, Endemol, I've got to say, they're just a class act. Mm. They are brilliant and they give you really clear guidelines on, you know, what to look at, how to do it. And it's all about really having a conversation personally with your producer.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you're doing those boxies one-on-one. That's where you look. You never look into the barrel of the camera.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the world drips away when you're actually relating with your partner or there amongst the dinner party. It all just becomes, you know.
Yeah.
It becomes part of the background.
Well, beautiful turn of phrase, drips away.
Yeah. All drips away.
My life drips away.
Yeah. Well, I would just be terrified because in the heat of the moment, you know, I'm a fiery Macedonian person. I can, you know, tee off sometimes. And then I think, I don't want the whole of Australia to see that. Like, I want that to be my private tee off moments. Tom cops it sometimes. So is there anything that you're worried about in the upcoming season that you're like, oh God, I've said something, I've done something?
Oh, absolutely. the last couple of nights, I'm just, you know, melting into the couch, just cringing.
Oh, yeah. No, we love
you know, it. You know, I think the most important thing is just to, like, I'm almost sort of parenting myself at the moment, holding myself with compassion and going, I did my best. If I'd known better, I would have done better. It is what it is.
So for people who didn't see the commitment ceremony last night, you guys are probably not on the same level, you and Timothy, in terms of how much affection you like and how much affection you show, but you decided to stay.
I have the hots for him. That's why.
There you go. Okay, yeah.
How could you not?
I'm a very affectionate person as well, and so you know, it's a constantly moving thing, isn't it? That where you're constantly sort of measuring what your needs are and sort of what you're trying to respect what the other person's needs
Absolutely,
are.
Absolutely, Tom.
Yeah. Yeah.
So true, and just figuring each other out in this intense container or whatever you want to call it, this experiment, this immersion, you're just like, whoa, like, who are you and what am I and how can we compromise and come together and make this work and give it the best shot? You know, I just wanted, you know, to ring it, you know, I mean, I don't want to give much away.
No, well,
you can't. You can't. You're getting trouble. Last night, Jack and Tori were on the couch and sometimes, man, do you just sometimes want to go up to the judges and be like, Jack has been a total a-hole. Can you rip him one? Because what we found out during the week is that he actually had a girlfriend when he applied to be on Maths and had the interviews with the experts. How did that make you feel?
Really disappointed.
Yeah.
You know, I just think some of Jack's actions and words were really disappointing. And, you know, I hope he's learning from it.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to say Jack's not a bad person. But he says and does some silly things, you know, that are just not very conscious.
You need to get into politics, fair. Girl, 100%, because
too diplomatic.
Yeah.
Rip in there a bit more.
You're nailing it, and I love it. I love that about you as well, because you can tell that it's genuine, that you're like, yes, these people might not be the best, but they're trying their best, and I think that's nice to come.
I would have been in the if I'd been on this show in my 20s and 30s.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I think over the years you learn a lot more kindness and a lot more, you know, just how to sort of navigate and life and different people.
It's great.
You know, there's a little bit of that going on with some of the younger cast folk. They just sort of haven't quite, you know, learnt or got there yet in their behaviours.
Headstrong. Turdish behaviour. awesome. Hey, look, it's awesome to have you in the studio and have you repping the Surf Coast and the Great Ocean Road, as you said.
Oh, I'm loving it so much.
Yeah, we can't wait to see where the journey takes you next with Timothy. Obviously, you can't tell us how it all plays out, but you can tell us, and I can probably guess what your answer is going to be, but are you happy?
so happy. Yes. And truly, you guys are going to get a gorgeous love story.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. Yeah. Well, you kind of are a bit of a love doctor to us. And since it is the week of love as well, with Valentine's Day coming up, we sort of thought, well, you're a girl in the know. You know what I mean? You have a very open heart. Maybe, do you want to give us and our listeners some love tips?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
That's an excited yes.
Definitely.
All right. Well, over the next 3 days, we might gradually, you know, drop some knowledge on the people of Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine and help them maybe make some connections, find some love.
It's all about love, just omitting the love frequency out there. As far as we can get up, for sure.
Your voice is amazing. Yeah. I feel like melted chocolate inside.
Some people think I'm trans.
Yes.
Or drag queen. And I'm like, well, okay, sure. Yeah. That's quite a compliment, really.
Well, it is.
I'll take it.
Yeah, it is.
I'll take it.
It's just your voice is just so different. And, you know, that's a great thing.
You're also fabulous. So that's a lot to do.
You guys are gorgeous.
Lucinda Light, love tips coming for Valentine's Day on K-Rock. But you are back on our tellies tonight, 7:30 p.m. only on Nine, Married at First Sight. All the best for what comes next in your journey.
Very exciting.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at K-Rock 955 weekday mornings from 6.